And that's where we'll say goodbye to the World Service and start the day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Tom Sanders. It's Monday the 24th of February, the birthday of the actor Ben Miller, born on this date in 1966 in London, where the sun will rise today just before 7 a.m. and set at 5:30. The shipping bulletin isn't too far off, then at 5:30, the latest news, sport and business. Later on this morning...
There's a Blanche DuBois before I did the play, and there's a Blanche DuBois after I did the play.
Actors pull back the curtain on some legendary roles.
People often ask, is Fagin a comic character? Is he a tragic character?
Fagin lives outside the rules. He is a child himself. He is anarchy. He is chaos.
One part at a time.
I always thought about Blanche as like any survivor. You'll play any role you need to play, but you will never... give away the soul.
Role play on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this morning at 11.
Now it's a very good morning to Helen Willits.
And right back at you, Tom. Good morning. It's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 24th of February 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North at Zero, South at Zero, Forties, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Biscay, Fitzroy, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroe, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, South East Iceland, 957 expected. Jan Mayen, 966 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Northwest Viking, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8. Showers, good. South East Viking, north at zero, south at zero, east 40s, southerly 7 or gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, showers good, occasionally moderate. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, northwest Dogger, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, showers good. Southeast Dogger, southerly, veering southwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale out at first, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, rain at first, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, southerly, veering southwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 or 5. Occasional rain, then fog patches, moderate, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, south, veering southwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale at 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5, occasional rain, then showers, poor, becoming good. Portland, Plymouth, southwest, veering northwest later 4 to 6, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, southeast, Fitzroy, southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul, southwesterly, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southwest, veering west later 4 to 6, showers, good. Shannon, southwest, veering west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, squally showers, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, southwest, veering west, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, squally showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, south, veering southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, squally showers, moderate, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic, becoming westerly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 24th of the 2nd, 2025. Tyree Automatic, southwest 6, 5 miles, 992, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 6, 6 miles, 985, falling slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest 6, mist, 5 miles, 988, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest 6, 11 miles, 996, now falling. Bridlington, south-southwest 4, 1005, falling more slowly. Sandetti vessel automatic, south by west 7, 2 miles, 1014. Greenwich light vessel automatic, south by west 7, 2 miles, 1012. Jersey, south by west 7, slight rain, 1 mile, 1013, falling. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest 5, 1 mile, 1011. Scilly automatic, southwest 6, recent precipitation, 4 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Valentia, southwest 3, 6 miles, 1003, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 5, mist, 2 miles, 1001, falling slowly. And Malinhead, southwest by south 6, 7 miles, 995, rising slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on today, Monday the 24th of February 2025. The general situation. An area of low pressure near Iceland will move away northeast. Strong winds and gales affecting most waters at first will decrease through Monday and Tuesday. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 near Cape Wrath, veering westerly 4 to 6 later, showers, squally in the north, good, occasionally moderate later in the north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southerly, veering southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, near Northumberland, decreasing 3 or 4. Showers, occasional rain at first, moderate becoming good, occasionally poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, southerly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, rain then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly 2 to 4 later, showers, rain at first in the east, moderate or good. Moderate becoming good, occasionally poor at first in the east. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first in Lyme Bay. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly, veering westerly later 4 to 6. Showers, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel. Southwesterly, veering westerly later 4 to 6, showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly, veering westerly later 4 to 6, showers, good. The Isle of Man. Southwesterly 5 or 6, showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwesterly, veering westerly later 4 to 6. Showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly, veering westerly later 4 to 6. Showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwesterly, veering westerly later 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first. Squally showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering westerly 5 to 7 later, squally showers, good. And Shetland Isles, southerly veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8, squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. That completes the shipping bulletin. I'll have a general weather forecast in just a few minutes, Tom.
Thank you, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 24th of February. Good morning, this is News Briefing with Tom Sanders. The Conservatives in Germany are celebrating a win in the country's elections. On the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Zelensky will speak to world leaders to rally support. In business, a campaign group seeking compensation for millions of women over changes to the state pension will seek a judicial review. And in sport, Rangers have sacked their manager after this weekend's defeat to St Mirren in the Scottish Premiership. The leader of the Christian Democrats in Germany, Friedrich Merz, is preparing to start talks about forming a coalition government after his opposition Conservatives came first in yesterday's election. He said it wasn't yet clear whether two or three parties would form the next government because the final results were yet to come. But he ruled out any cooperation with the far-right AfD party, which came second. Dr. Katrin Schleichler, a senior lecturer in German and history at King's College London, says voter turnout was high at 84%.
This really was an election where people thought, OK, important issues are at stake, both domestically and internationally. And I think to turn the course around was on the forefront of people's minds and really wanting their vote to be part of it.
President Zelensky has organised an online meeting of world leaders to discuss the situation in Ukraine on the third anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion. It comes amid fragile relations between the US and Europe after President Trump launched a verbal attack on Mr. Zelensky last week. Yesterday, President Zelensky said he would step down if that would bring peace to his country. Sam Cranny Evans, a defence journalist, says President Trump's positive relationship with Russia is having an impact.
It's not helped Ukraine, I don't think, at this point. And I think it is shaping the conversation, certainly, and it's shaping the way people feel about it, which is almost as important as actually changing things on the ground. Because if a portion of Ukraine's population begins to feel as though there is no support from the US, then the impetus for peace talks, you know, that increases as well.
Survivors of the Southport knife attack, in which three young girls died, have spoken publicly for the first time about what happened. A group of 26 children were taking part in a dance workshop last July when Axel Rudikubana attacked them with a knife. Leanne Lucas, who helped organise the event, told BBC's Panorama that she saw the attacker enter the room and start grabbing children before she was stabbed herself.
He moves from the girls at the table and he moves over to right next to me. I just felt something go in my back. And my brain just said, he's got